All right, a couple of things. Shout out again to Ramona. Happy birthday,
happy
Ramona.
Birthday, happy birthday.
And you know what else, Mace, you know what else's birthday it is today? One of the coolest people we ever had a chance to meet.
Oh.
Rachel
yes.
Robinson.
100 years old
100
today,
years
right?
old today. Still alive
what
and
a classy,
well.
Classy. We got to interview her back when she was probably in her 70s. And what a classy, composed lady
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, I wonder if she'll be there tonight, I would think.
Today is also Riley Curry's birthday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw yeah. that.
When didn't Ramon and Brian Windhorst pre-children say that Riley Curry should not be at the press conference?
No, did they?
Well, they felt like the players won't be as candid if they have their kids sitting in their lap. I never had
well,
a problem
but it was
with
like
that.
They were there when he won, right? Like yeah. They were winning games. So.
I think it reveals, it humanizes the players.
Yeah, me too.
I never had an
I
issue with it.
I disagree with Ramona and Brian Windhorst.
I bet you they think differently now that they have children.
They've revised their positions. Yes. Cappy, what's going on?
Can I tell you my favorite phrase that you use on the radio, and I'm going to try and use it myself. I'm just not sure I know how to use it properly.
Okay.
Homoeroticism.
Yeah, it's kind of like the scene in Rocky 3 when Apollo and Rocky are on the beach and they're hugging together. That's
or it's the volleyball game from the original
Top
Gun.
Yeah.
That's both homoeroticism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the dictionary definition.
God, I love when you say that.
Dictionary right. definition?
Hey, did you guys, Cap and Sedona, did you hear us talking a few minutes ago about Charles Barkley and supposedly yeah. he's going to get this offer from the LIV Tour?
Yeah, I heard you talking about it. I'm glad
so
you did.
So if LIV offers him $100 million for 2 years and TNT comes back and goes, look, we're not doing that. We can't afford that. But he makes, according to Google, he makes $5 million a year from TNT.
No, I believe it's like 10.
Okay, so let's say it's 10.
Yeah.
Let's say they come back and say, we'll give you $40 million. For 2 years. So $20 million a year. Give him the Troy Aikman offer. What do you do if you're Charles? Cap?
Take it. You take it.
You take the LIV offer or the TNT offer?
You take the TNT offer. And I think the reason is because as much as Charles has joked that he would kill a family member, which, by the way, Bergie,
for $200 million, he said he'd kill a relative.
Family members and relatives pretty much is the same thing.
100% the same
thing. I was just
thing.
Saying what his words were.
I understand.
I think that Charles, while the money would be great, I also think there's Charles likes being Charles. And I don't think you can be you would be out of the public eye on the
yeah, you
well,
kind of
probably have to give up his endorsements, too. And he does a lot of them.
It'd probably right? be like
Subway or I'm trying to think of other ones that he does. But
well,
Subway's
he does the one where
up.
They the kids are all lined up and
I think
pick
it's
me,
an insurance commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah
I mean, it's probably yeah. like going to work at Fox. You go into the witness protection program like Marcellus.
Right. Right. Nice. Right. Similarly. Yeah.
Similarly.
I
yeah.
I actually
yeah.
think he would turn it down, though. Like, unless the money's stupid, like if it's $200 million and they say for the next 2 years, we'll give you $200 million, I really think that at that point you might
By
have
the
to
way,
really consider it.
His TNT contract runs out in 2 years, and he has said now he has said this before that he would retire after this contract, and this one was a long one. So I you know he could still do the LIV Tour in 2 years if it's around.
Right. I watch a lot of golf, and I was surprised that David Faraday, who is the most popular golf announcer there is, decided to go to LIV.
Yeah.
So my only thought with that is Faraday must be saying he's lived a lot of life. He was an alcoholic. He's talked openly about this in his books and on his speaking tour. He got cleaned up. He turned his life around. I think he may be looking and saying, look, I want to get off the ride in a couple of years anyway. I'm going to cash out at the end.
Yeah. Like if there was an ABA that came back that was similar to like the LIV Tour. Yeah. And they didn't have like, you know, they've been doing it on YouTube. I don't care how much money you have. Like at the end of the day, the cool part of it is, hey, I get to be part of something that everybody is watching, like as a like a community. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let me do something different here. So,
oh, real quick. Yeah, the basketball game. Let me finish that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
The basketball. I'm sorry.
Ireland.
I interrupted yeah. you. Let's talk about the basketball.
We don't have
game.
To do it all star. We can do it just somewhere in like February or March when
okay.
the Lakers have a long homestand.
Yeah, sure.
And then what we could do is Michael can be the analyst and like you and I and maybe Trudell or someone else can kind of just rotate in on play-by-play when we're not playing.
Sure.
And I think I will just do play-by-play.
No, on, you have Mace. To play.
My record is well established.
Oh, yeah, you worried Come about on, another man. Mace plant?
Mace plant 2.0 is not going to happen.
Or you could coach.
No, I'll kick it around a little bit.
There you go. There you
care.
Go.
I don't freaking care. I mean, honestly, at this point, if I look like a fool, who cares?
I think if you got 1,500 for softball, I think we could get 3,000 for basketball.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think this is the thing. I mean,
I wonder if USC would give us a Galen Center.
Or even UCLA would give us Paulie.
And one of the two.
Or, wait a second, what about if the Lakers gave us their training facility?
Oh!
Yeah, Lakers, any of those, Segundo, any of those are possible.
What is Morales waving his hands about?
Oh, I think the training facility is like 1,000 seats.
The problem
right?
is that we need activation, guys, from sponsors.
What's so activation?
We need it at a place where we can have liquor outside and stuff, and that will be a no.
Well, you can't
those.
Play a game at Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, we need like an outside thing similar to like West Covina where we can activate.
Oh,
sponsors.
We'll find one.
I'm not playing on a blacktop, bro. We're playing indoors.
Well, okay.
Yeah, bro.
But there won't be any sponsors or any actual station things.
We can find another place that's indoors that we can do that at, I'm sure.
Probably it's not as easy as you'd think. See, Sedano wants to be the marketing person, too, but we did this in depth today. So,
yeah,
because I think
on.
It's a great idea.
I think we'll
figure it out.
Yeah. Briones sent me a place. What was that place?
Yeah, a place right here in K-Town, nearby.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And it's indoors.
No. Okay, as long as we can activate.
We haven't done anything.
And no Michael Thompson.
It's all about the activation.
No Michael Thompson. Nobody needs
no Michael Thompson.
He's not going to show up. He's not going to show up.
Let's never plan on Michael appearing at a single event the station ever does.
Yeah, no.
He'll be at the game.
Who would be like Michael's rival that we could get to do the game that he would be annoyed by?
Well, I'll tell you what. What Michael always says is, like, if you said to Michael, Michael, I need you at this thing next Thursday at 6 o'clock, his standard line is, I'll go if Stu goes. If you could get Stu, Michael would go.
I think you have a better shot against Stu than me.
Well, I work on him.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'd be into
that. Yeah, well, they could have Stu and Michael be the analysts.
Well, if Michael comes, then that'd be with Stu.
But the softball thing was such a huge success right in front of the All-Star game. Georgia's concept was to do a basketball thing in front of the All-Star game for basketball.
Right, but here's the thing. Ireland's always on vacation on that particular weekend.
And I heard that, and he doesn't want to give that up. But we also thought, why don't we also do a flag football game for football season? Like, okay,
guys, someone would die.
Guys, how many things?
What's wrong with more things? I like a lot of things. Let's have some more activation.
It takes a lot to pull these things off.
Yeah, exactly.
I like Sedano's idea first.
Yeah, yeah.
Cappy's idea is
flag
a little
football.
Tough.
I flag think somebody could next die year? Playing flag football.
Yeah, that's
Cappy got hurt playing softball.
Yeah, Cap, you almost broke your leg warming up for the softball game. What? How do you think football's going to go?
Yeah, but it's
I
flag.
Think football, there's definitely going to be torn hamstrings. There's definitely going to be some Achilles issues out there for sure. I mean, listen, when Mace started talking yesterday about how sore he was, mm-hmm. that he had to leave Keyshawn's birthday, not because he was sore, because he legitimately could not stand
couldn't
on his
stand
legs.
Anymore. No.
I said to Mace, I've sent him a text yesterday, I go, dude, I also was sore on Saturday, and all I did was run one time from home to first base. Why? How was I so sore?
Yeah, I have no idea how, and that's the one thing, everybody showed up at Keyshawn's on Saturday, and the first thing everybody said, oh, I'm so sore. And I guess it's, I didn't run a lot. I mean, I hit the ball once, but I there's no reason why I should have been that sore.
I mean, we're making pottery.
Oh, boy. Throwing hands, huh?
Making pottery. Chris Morales, arms around me, making pottery.
Homoeroticism.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, are either one of you guys Better Call Saul fans?
No. Okay. No, I'm not.
So I have a tough decision to make tonight. Better Call Saul was last night. Mm-hmm. There are spoilers all over the internet.
Everywhere. Like, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. And so tonight I have to decide, am I watching the All-Star game or am I watching Better Call Saul?
Why can't you do both?
I've got some other things I got to do too.
Oh,
I got to go to
so you only have one choice. It's either All-Star game or Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul, you can always watch the next.
Here's what you need to do. How about you just record the All-Star game and then
Watch sports tape delayed?
I cannot.
I've never been able to.
I know the outcome.
Okay, then do this. Watch Clayton Kershaw pitch and then you can move on.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, though. You really are probably more intrigued with what's going to happen in Better Call Saul than you are in the All-Star game. I mean, let's just be honest.
And we're not
it,
really
right?
talking about the All-Star game unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, I want it to be tied so we go to this stupid home run
derby
thing.
If it ties, it goes to that a home run derby, which would be really cool.
What do you think what do you think is going to end in more dramatic fashion? Tonight's All-Star game or our All-Star softball game?
Oh,
well, that ending is tough to beat.
No, nobody can top the ending of our softball game on Friday night.
Like, if you were going
to
say,
let's go. Come on, Beto.
Oh,
boom! Boom! Is it going to go? It's got the height. Does it have the distance? Oh! That's a walk-off! It's a deep fly ball! It hit a glove.
Momo's like auditioning.
Wow.
But it went over the fence, and that's a 3-run home run.
That is it.
That's a 3-run home run for Beto Duran.
Beto Duran pulls off the win. The miracle. The hero tonight.
Oh, they said we didn't have a chance, Chris. They said Team Mason and all the invalids, all the people who could not play. We got a bunch of ringers.
I said it loudly.
Yes.
You can hear in the background people chanting, Beto, right. Beto.
Good for him.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Should have been caught. Ball should have been caught.
Beto, by the way, one of my best friends. One of my best friends.
Oh, you guys
friends.
Are like, you guys are.
We're thick as thieves, as they
so
say.
So someone actually asked me if you guys really don't like each other. I started laughing.
No, I like him after winning the game for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're good.
Oh,
new
we're
alliance.
Totally good. He will fill in for Ireland now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's a hired gun. He's no longer.
Well,
just,
here's what we're going to do. Ireland's got a vacation coming up, and every day we're going to spin a wheel, and somebody different is going to come up every single day. So
that was
during
the original
wheel
Sedano
of questions,
show in the afternoon.
No. During the course of the week, it will be somebody different every day.
Mm-hmm. Wheel of co-hosts.
Wheel of co-hosts.
Why not?
Exactly.
Get bored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, I know you guys were talking about this the other day, that Heat 2 is coming out.
Yeah, Heat 2, which
Michael,
is crazy.
Michael Mann confirmed it.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I just watched Heat over the weekend. I said to Juan, I said, you know, there's a great movie you've never seen. It's Heat, and I described it, and he was like all in on it, and it is a great movie. It holds up really well, with the exception of Pacino, who's still way too much. Hoo-ah! Is like all that.
Well, I've had this conversation, right? Basically, I mean, Tom Cruise was the first one of these megastars to basically play the same character in every movie, pretty much. I this pains me to say, and I remember LZ and Key used to get really mad. Well, they used to get mad a lot, but they used to get mad when I said this, particularly that Denzel has turned into that guy in a lot of ways.
He is. There's nothing wrong with being a movie star and playing who you are.
Right. And then and Pacino, clearly. Have I told you, Mace, that I saw him play Tennessee Williams in a play at the Pasadena Playhouse back in like 2016 or 17?
How was he?
He was Al Pacino playing Tennessee
Williams. Tennessee Williams.
He was just like, he was hooahing with a southern
landlord.
Accent. Yeah, yeah.
Hooah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that show you were talking about? What was the show you were talking about earlier? Bear or something?
Oh,
other?
The Bear. It is
so
it's
everybody's
good.
It's the show with all the buzz right now.
Yeah, it's the show with
really?
All the buzz.
What's
it is
The Bear?
The Bear is a show about a really
it's
high
on FX.
Really high end, classy.
I thought you were talking about the guy on College
no,
Game.
No, that's
Day.
Bear Grylls, I think is his name.
Yeah,
right?
No, this is like somebody
the
that's
guy,
got,
rival guy.
Got
you,
a.
You thought he was talking about Chris Felica?
Chris Felica, yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
The Bear from College Game
that's
Day.
That's a Herb Street
guy who does the picks.
College Game Day.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, that wasn't who I was talking about.
Yeah.
So certified chef, like fancy chef in New York, and has got a family restaurant back home. His brother dies. He comes back and has to take over the family restaurant. And it's this team of people and how they come together as they try to sort of upscale this thing.
So it's funny. I actually know a family that something like that similarly happened. So where I grew up in Miami, there was a restaurant, family owned, 50 years, seafood place, Cuban seafood place called Garcia's.
Yes.
Garcia's on the river. It's on the Miami River. Now Miami River is kind of like a trendy place where people go. It wasn't that for a very long time. And the father got very ill. And the son, who was a baseball player at LSU, came to L.A. to want to be an actor. Him and his best friend were coming to be an actor. One of them actually became an actor and is a working actor at the moment.
Nice.
And then the son went back to work at the restaurant, and it is like a staple. So I would watch that just based on the fact that I know somebody that's gone through something similar.
Yeah, you would totally dig this show. Everybody I've recommended to really, really loves it.
Ireland, next time you're in Miami, I'll hook you up to get in. It's like a super casual place. I don't need to hook you up, but I'll let him know that you guys want
to
go.
Excellent.
But hold on. I have a problem with starting a new series right now because I just started. I know I'm way late to the party. I just started Stranger Things.
You just started Stranger Things?
I've never seen Stranger Things.
I watched season one of Stranger Things.
Yeah, I only saw season one. I didn't like it. But
it was all right.
You never even finished Ted Lasso.
True.
How did you not finish Ted Lasso? They're half-hour episodes.
I know. What happened was I was using my Apple TV, which was an external Apple TV. It wasn't on a smart TV. It was an external plugged-in HDMI. Okay? Then what happened is I moved.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I
moved, you lost your ability to bring it in.
I changed televisions in my bedroom to a smart TV. So when I've gone to Apple TV, this whole time I've thought I should be able to get in, and I've never been able to get in. And I feel like I'm paying for it, and I don't want to pay for it twice. So I also got kind of bored with Ted Lasso. I know I'm the only person in America that says this, but
you must hate niceness.
No, it's not that
Ted Lasso is so nice. It's hate niceness. It's funny.
The storyline of him going to see a therapist became very Soprano-y. Like, I'd seen that storyline, I felt like, before. I know I got bored along the way, but truth be told, I moved. I changed TVs.
Wait a second. A lot of people move, Cap, and they still can get their Apple TV.
Is this not something you're going to fix? Are you not going to fix it so you can watch Apple TV?
I think I've come to the realization, because I went to watch that Magic Johnson documentary on Apple TV, and I watched the first episode, and then after that, you had to pay for it. And I'm sitting here going, but I pay for it already. I already have a subscription. I'm coming to the realization that maybe I don't have the subscription I think I do.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Boy, you sound so technologically unsavvy.
He really is. Now, Cappy, let's do this. Open your cell phone right now.
Yeah, open it right now.
Go to settings.
Yep, mm-hmm. Settings.
Okay. Then at the top, it should be like your name, right?
Okay, hold on a second here. Settings.
Settings, right.
Okay, I got to get to the right screen. Okay, settings. Yes,
right.
George.
At the top, it should be your name, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now open that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now go to subscriptions.
Okay, I'm here.
And what does it say?
Wait, it's
does it say Apple TV?
Let's see. Disney Plus, NFL Red Zone. That's another one. NFL Red Zone. I knew I paid for it, and they wouldn't let me use it. The Athletic. I actually have it on my calendar, September 24th.
Okay, do you have Apple TV? Yes, it's a yes or no question.
No, I don't have it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, then you don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you see, George, how many times have we had this conversation? You're just now helping me with this?
No, we've literally gone through this like three times.
No, we have not.
Laura said you've gone through it three times, and it just doesn't get through your skull.
No, we've never gone down this road.
No, I literally did the same thing on our show
twice before. She's saying you're doing exactly now what you did two times before.
Correct, yes.
I disagree.
So, Kaplan, you've got some memory issues, probably for the same reason I do.
You know what, Mace? I'm getting ready to tell you something really quick. And Morales will love this. Listen to me.
Tell me.
Are you going to go do the pottery, too?
No.
God.
I believe on September 6th. Oh, here we go.
Mace? Pottery with Christopher.
And Cappy now.
And Cappy.
I think on September 6th. I'm about to do something I haven't done in a really, really,
September
really
6th, September 6th. Okay. September 6th.
The day after Labor Day.
Yeah.
As the NFL season will kick off that week, Rams, Bills,
Thursday.
Yeah,
that's
SoFi.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to give up. You ready for this? For 30 days, for 1 month.
Got it. Yeah.
I'm going to give up weed.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give up booze.
Why?
And I'm going to get on a real proper diet and see what I can do in 30 days.
Pointless.
Okay. No,
pointless.
I have come to the realization that the reason I cannot lose weight and the reason I don't diet properly is simply because I smoke weed. That's it.
Okay, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's just simply because you smoke weed.
It does make a difference.
It does, but you have to have self-control, which he doesn't.
No, but I could if I wasn't high.
No, you still wouldn't, because here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Yellow.
Is it for me?
Hi, Scott. Yeah. It's Rachel. Let's go out to dinner tonight and have a bunch of wine.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. But I'm going to drink soda water.
You're not going to share a glass of wine with me? I can't believe this.
I'm going to tell her what I'm telling you fellas, and I haven't run this by her yet.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
weed,
oh, there we go. Yeah.
No booze, proper diet, 30 days. What can I do with my
body? Kaplan, what's your current weight?
Probably like around 200 pounds.
You're at 200?
Yep. About 200.
Okay, I just logged in today. What did I do? I'm at 210.6. I think I can weigh 195 for the Rams opener.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, you're laughing from the next room.
Wait a minute. I want.
I heard that.
I want mythical money.
Morales. Who laughed? No, wait. Who laughed?
10 grand mythical money that Mason won't get to 195 by the Ram opener.
I will also take that bet. But also, who laughed? Because that was great. Because I heard it.
I think it was Laura.
It was
effing. No, it was Morales.
It was effing Pottery Boy.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah, Bergman.
10 grand that Mason does not get to 195 by the Ram opener.
Hey,
that's
you
a Thursday night, right?
Yeah, 195
Rams Buffalo.
I want to tell you guys, though, what motivated this. I'm going to tell you guys what motivated this before you go. It's important.
All right. I'm waiting. Tell me.
When Rachel saw me and Mason singing the national anthem, she looked at us, and here's what she said to me. She goes, wow, you guys look like you have a very similar build. Once I heard that, I went, okay.
That's so insulting.
It is time.
I take offense.
The time has come.
I have taken offense.
Scott, I'm going to find a new boy to control.
All right, we're back tomorrow.
See ya.
Coming up next for a power hour leading up to the All-Star Game. Shedano and Cappy, Mason and Ireland back tomorrow, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Well, get over to Buffalo Wild Wings in K-Town if you can. Let's get to it, a live imaging Tuesday. Shidano and Cap. You ready? You ready, Cappy?
I'm ready.
What about Shidano?
Shidano.
Oh, it's good to be with you boys on a live imaging Tuesday. Last week we didn't have Shidano. It was Summer League.
That's right.
Just Clinton.
CY in the house.
CY.
Was Big Julian CY. There?
Julian was not here, but he was here at Spirit. Julian, what do you think of my bat?
The consigliere stretching him out, getting those hamstrings loose.
Major pause.
So, boys, what's going on?
We're good. Hold on. Let's do our thing first.
Well, down.
Yeah.
Bam, ba da boop. All right, Chris, do you think Cappy is going to lose? How much weight do you want to lose, Cappy?
I would like to lose about 10 pounds or so.
And from here to September 6th, like you have a month and a half.
No. I think you guys misunderstood. I'm going to start my diet on September 6th.
Oh, so you're going to get through the summer.
Right. I've just
decided.
And then
you're going to try to go through football season and diet?
No. One month. Chris,
Cap, sounds very unhealthy because you're going to gain a bunch of weight over the summer, which is why you're not starting it now. Going to go to barbecues and fairs, and that's just bad. That's
you got a lot
idea.
Of fairs on the docket there, Cappy?
I have zero fairs on any dockets.
I was talking about that the other day, going to the fair, and I was like, I've never been to the fair out here.
Have you ever? You've been to the LA County Fair or the Orange County Fair?
No, I've never been to the one in Pomona.
Yeah, that's the
LA County Fair.
That's the
LA County
Fair. Good one. That's the good one.
Well, listen, don't shade on the OC Fair.
I'm just saying.
You can get a turkey leg at the OC Fair.
Yeah, but then never mind. I'm not going to go lying.
Is like October, right? I want to say.
They've moved it around because of the pandemic. But the OC Fair is coming up. And I've had many great memories with Lisa, actually. Not girlfriend Lisa at the OC Fair many years ago.
Not girlfriend Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's getting ready to go for those 3 months. I'm getting that car, baby.
Oh, yeah, you are. What's the license plate read?
Sexy classy.
Hell to the yeah. Sexy classy.
That's all you, Chris.
Chris, could you do this? Driving around, getting out of the vehicle. What's that sound?
Could you do this with me? Yes or no? What is that sound?
Do what?
Sounds like running water.
George, are you running the water?
Not me. I'm in my office.
All right.
No, that was me. I didn't have my phone muted. Sorry.
So were you running water?
No, I walked by my laundry machine.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I like
the washer's going.
It's just Laura and I alone in the studio today. We're all by ourselves. It's very sad.
It is a little sad.
I do miss you guys.
I miss you guys.
I mean, the 1 hour show
thing. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I wasn't coming for an hour. Sorry.
Right. I mean, I got to be honest. You know, for 1 hour.
No, I understand.
I mean, Thursday, I'm coming Thursday.
Well, now I'm just thinking about coming in Thursday for
you
the taste test.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, because there's no way you're going to tell me $2. I'm going to not know a $2 Chuck.
You'll know $2 Chuck. But, like, if he was to do a Justin Cab.
Oh, I can tell you the difference between Justin Cab and Camus.
Well, we're getting a little in the weeds here. We're supposed to be the show of the people, but yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I know the difference. No, but everybody knows I'm a wine snob.
That is true.
That's not new.
Maybe I'll bring
He's
that.
He's bougie.
I told you about that bottle of Tobin James. Anyway, go ahead.
What is everybody a snob of? If you're a wine snob,
I could just also be a snob. You don't have to include the wine part of it either. But
yeah, no, I'm not really a snob. I'm just a golf snob. That's the only thing I think I'm snobby about.
And a horse
about.
Snob, apparently.
There's that picture of you and your horse today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not so snobby. That's not so snobby. The
Who
horse.
Else has a horse, though? Yeah, like,
yeah, I mean, that's not like something, like, that's not man of the people stuff. I own a horse, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be, like, really super cool if I owned the horse, like, 100% just me.
Right.
But as you guys know, this is OPP. You understand what I'm saying?
You know me?
Yes, this is OPP, other people's money, which really have a P at the end of it.
Well, yeah, OPM. I was just going to say other people's property is actually
OPM, other people's money.
I actually saw Naughty by Nature perform in like at Super Bowl in Dallas. There was like an ice storm.
Yeah, I remember it.
And I remember going to it was the Hennessy House, mm-hmm. and it was in like some random neighborhood. You had to park in like a strip mall, you leave your car there, and they would bus you to this house. And Naughty by Nature performed. It was actually kind of cool.
Did they sing OPP like 10 times in a row?
No, just once. Yeah.
How many other songs?
Was Darren Rovell there?
Darren, I did not see him there though. No,
that's
I only
too bad.
Saw him like lurking around the one the Fanatics party this past year in LA.
Well, he's probably here today for the All-Star festivities. Oh, you guys God. Should get together.
He's so obnoxious, that guy.
Anyway.
By the way, real quick, because I was thinking, I'm looking at one of the bats now, and all jokes aside, Quinton did a great thing by getting all the teams the bats.
Mm-hmm.
And did Sedano get a bat, though? Or because he
did
wasn't
not, which is unfortunate. We should have gotten Sedano and Ireland bats.
Yeah.
And yourself, Chris, we should have gotten you a bat.
You didn't get one?
I didn't get a bat, no.
Aww.
That wasn't playing.
No, but what I was going to say, he'll make them a bat.
You think he'll make him a bat?
Yeah, because he logged onto my live on Wednesday. I didn't have a bat. He found that it was my birthday, and in a day they made it.
And don't forget, this gentleman also showed up at Laura's post-game.
He was super sweet.
He was at the party afterwards.
The bat guy? No, the bat guy was great.
Yeah.
At the Sunset Room.
Oh, we're going. By the way, I think corporate Greg and I are talking about having a combined birthday party for the people, because both our birthdays are in September.
Mm-hmm.
It would be both our 39th party, 39th birthdays.
You guys are both the
year. I think we're going to go to the Sunset Room.
My birthday is like 4 days after yours, Chris.
Cool. So corporate Greg and I are going to... No, I'm just
kidding. Damn!
Yeah, cool, thanks, Greg.
Cold-blooded.
No, if we could get a producer, Lindsay, at there too, do a three-way party for our birthdays, that would be huge. At the Sunset Room in Hacienda Heights.
Freezing.
Well, it was fine. Everyone knows I was not being... It wasn't a bit. I was being honest.
Yeah.
The three of us. I think that's going to be the party for September.
Yeah.
Sunset Room rocked. I liked that place. I thought that place was great. And I said yesterday, one of the best burgers. I can't believe it.
Really?
Dude.
The chicken fingers were off the hook.
Yeah, oh, really? And the fries, there was a big debate that was happening that night in the Sunset Room. Are the fries at the Sunset Room better than the fries at Del Taco?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. See, Sedano's
fries are good.
They are good.
Yeah.
Sedano's got FOMO right now. I was not there.
Even in Vegas.
I was with J.J. Redick.
Having a lot of wine.
Yeah, the fries were really good. George, I'd never had the Del Taco fries, and Clinton and I had been talking last week about it was National Friday, and then on Friday...
Wait a second. I feel like we've had National Friday like six times.
It does appear a lot.
Yeah, it does.
There might be something going on here where there's lots of National Fridays, but anyways, a listener, his name was Joe... from Reading, and he is the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community in Reading.
Oh.
Joe brought me and Clinton a full box of like Del Taco, soft tacos, bean burritos, and lots of fries. And I will say those fries are bomb AF. But the Sunset Room also had amazing fries and a world class burger. Make no mistake.
By the way, it's not a Del Taco box; it's called the Fiesta Pack.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It was the Fiesta Pack that you got.
It was really good.
It was good.
Pounded that thing.
Yeah, I had a lot of, I somehow lost a pound in Vegas. I don't know how that happened.
Maybe because it's 200 degrees up there?
Look at this guy, got a flex.
I worked out every day, and every day I felt I was doing at least like 15 or 20,000 steps, like in that range. Like,
I was going to say, when I travel, I lose weight. People are like, how? I'm like, because I walk everywhere.
And I did work out. I went to the gym like 5 out of the 7 days, so there was that.
Oh, that's good for you, George.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But the food was delicious. So good. That's the one thing about Vegas, like, I love. Other than, almost potentially thought, like, I was getting killed, but there was that.
Yeah, we didn't really get to that yesterday because we only had the 1 hour power hour. We were kind of all softball.
We have an hour now. We should probably just wait for tomorrow when we have more time to talk.
Yeah, I would like to hear this whole story.
But I did send Sedano a text after I saw his Insta story. I said, I'm glad you didn't get shot. Love you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Me too. I mean, luckily it was a false alarm. But I'll just leave it at this. I've never seen the entire strip react the way it reacted that day. And look, I've been to Vegas a million times, and I've seen some wild things in Vegas, but this was unlike anything I'd ever seen. But we can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But back to your diet. I think that your diet now is this like, are you just going to diet? Are you going to exercise? Are you going to do all of this? Because you started recently talking about wanting to run. Are you still running?
No, I'm starting. I'm sorry. In fact, I've got a run coming up this afternoon because when we get off the air, I'm going to go out for my run, and then I'll get back for the All-Star game. But the running is happening. The exercising is happening.
But you can run still? Like, I can't run on pavement anymore.
Well, I'm not saying
not
it's,
like,
it's not really
miles.
It's not really running. It's kind of like it's a little bit faster than a walk and a little bit slower than a jog, and it's kind of embarrassing because
like
people
a wog?
Yeah, people are like running, like people run by me. People drive by and they're like, "Look at that guy. That is just terrible. What is he doing out there?"
Well, that's because you're used to using that that phony bike that you have.
No, not a phony bike. It's an e-bike.
Yeah, it's phony though.
It's not phony. Does 30 miles an hour.
Like, you're not pedaling all the time.
No, I'm not. It does 30 miles an hour with a throttle.
That's not a real bike then.
No, it is a real bike. It's just
it's not a pedal bike.
As
hell to pick up. If you were like lifting it, then you'd be a real bike, a real workout.
I plan on doing this, George, and I'm starting to get my mind wrapped around this. September 6th. Yeah. So now I've already gotten
so September 6th to October 6th.
I'm looking at September 6th to October 6th. What I'd like to do is give up all my vices. Okay, I want to give up drinking alcohol.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
Laura, just say what you just said in my ear.
I said you already failed. You were supposed to start July 5th and you haven't really started.
Yeah, what
hell? But Laura, I told you, I'm having to work my way into this. So I'm.
But that's when we were supposed to start our weight loss thing, but then I got hit with the COVID.
You were also supposed to start back in like February when you were going to do a half a mile or whatever.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
This is all.
It's a trend here.
No, no. What's happening?
Excellent point, Lindsay.
But here's what I've been thinking to myself.
Yeah. Now let me just lay out the schedule here for you.
All right.
Okay?
Go ahead.
All right. So let's just do the Rams real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Rams Bills September 8th. Yep. So 2 days after. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the next day is our golf tournament.
Right.
Right. Golf tournament is the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Falcons Rams. Okay. Next week. Then Rams Cardinals the week after that.
Okay.
And then it looks like a Sunday night or Monday night affair. Monday night affair against the Niners on October 3rd, right before you clinch it. And that, by the way, the next few days, you can gorge there. It's Cowboys. I don't feel like you're going to be at some of these games or you're going to be at a party or some sort of football thing. You're not going to do this.
The most important thing is this, I believe, in this entire notion of a diet. I feel like the reason I overeat the way I overeat is due to weed. And I feel like if I give it up completely, I will stop eating the way I eat.
What if it's due to stress in your relationship?
Oh, that's
because that's how I got to this size was back in the stressful part of the end of my bad relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Cappy, week one is also Chargers Raiders. You're going to be at something. You're going to be somewhere doing that. Come on. This is not happening.
If I could just focus on give up weed, give up booze.
You think that you have you're at some football party, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say we're doing some event for let's just say for argument's sake we're at SoFi for that opener. You and me, okay?
Mm-hmm. You and me. Here we go.
We're in the suite.
You and me in
the
suite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Company suite. Yep.
And all of a sudden there's like food coming out.
Right.
And drinks coming out.
Right, I like to take chicken fingers and put them on a hot dog bun and then put some honey mustard on there. It's so good.
You think you're going to survive that? And then on Sunday, Raiders Chargers also at SoFi.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not there, you're going to be somewhere watching that game with somebody. Like, that's not happening.
Probably in a bar.
Right.
Scott, I made buffalo dip.
You're not going to make this, man.
So let me get this straight. You don't think I can give up weed, booze, and go on a proper diet for 30 days.
Well, I don't think the combination of all of those you can do. Yes, correct.
All right. So
I
then
think
if
you
I
could probably give up some of the stuff, but I just don't think you're going to be able to do it all.
If I were going to give up in order, how should I give it up? Should I give up booze, then weed, then food?
Booze is actually more. I mean, I know that. I don't know, man. Like, I can, you know, smoke or take a gummy, and I don't have to, like, gorge.
Oh, my God. I can't stop eating. Anything nearby me, I cannot not eat.
I mean, alcohol, the empty calories, that's really what gets you.
But what if I switch exclusively to, like, vodka and tequila?
I mean, you could, but there's a lot of there's still calories, bro. They add up.
I know. Chris, are we ever going to do this, or are we just going to just live with the fact that this is who we are today, and it's never going to get better?
Oh, no, I actually had a great week last week. Now, the weekend was a little bumpier than I would have liked with alcohol, but not
Mason
with food.
Is just text in. Mason is just, what is your weight goal, Scott?
I only really want to lose, like, 10 to 12 pounds. I just want to be at, like, 190.
Okay.
No, but I had a great week last week. I played basketball 3 mornings. I stayed off the carbs. Didn't drink too much. The weekend I drank a lot. There was a lot of drinking this weekend, but not a lot of food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm just as I'm running, I'm just carrying
but
around.
But I've given
like
myself
extra.
A 16-month goal. Not like you 16 going. Month. Oh yeah, in 1 month I'm going to do this.
Well, in 1 month I can easily lose the 10 pounds. The question is, at the end of the month, if I really give up all these vices, will I go back to them thereafter? That's the question.
I don't think you can get through a month
Cappy.
Without it. Come on.
Tell me, George.
So. Itiga, just at, tweeted us at iTigga, like a tiger, basically. And he wrote, yes, at Scott Cab is a man of the people and not all snobby, unlike CMM Spectrum.
Oh.
But that's not what I'm referring to. I'm looking at you, Cappy. Yeah, there's something going on there.
What does that mean?
What is it?
I mean, you know, in the midsection area.
Oh,
dude, I'm disgusting. I admit it.
You're not disgusting. Don't talk to yourself like that.
Well, why am I
Thank you, Laura.
I mean, disgusting is probably like
that. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm just disgusted
just
with myself.
You gotta be healthy.
Why am I snobby?
You know what I'm saying? You're not snobby.
I take pictures with everybody.
I don't know. I mean, wearing like that sport coat and shirt to the home run derby yesterday. I mean, put on a t-shirt and a pair of shorts.
I was not wearing a sports jacket. I was wearing. We were
it was
around
a shirt.
We
it
were
was
around.
A shirt.
We were around partners.
Yeah.
I'm not like you that I'm going to show up in a hoodie and shorts and they're like, oh, does anybody have a jacket I could wear?
George did.
I wasn't there for hanging with listeners. I was there for work. Now, I ended up seeing a lot of listeners.
It's Hugo Boss, too.
You have a very nice jacket, by the way. I should have kept it.
You should have.
Everybody, a lot of listeners out there, and some of them, three of them that stopped me at Dodger Stadium were at our softball game on Friday night. So
nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Nice. Speaking of which, I've got a beef with the home run derby. So let's get to that. I have an issue with this thing, okay? And we
okay.
And let's talk about the cool, like we finally are here with this Clayton Kershaw thing. We're leading you up to the All-Star game, by the way, here at 5 o'clock. It's an hour of power today, so only another 27 minutes, and we've already ruined the clock, so let's just break for 2 minutes and come back.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. It is Stick Out Your Tongue Day. Also on this day in 1986, the number one hit, Genesis. Phil Collins up front, singing Invisible Touch.
Great song. Falling for that physical attraction.
I like those ones with the invisible touch. That's nice.
You do? Do you?
Yeah. Where's Sedano? You leave?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Sedano.
I was singing.
Oh.
Maybe I wasn't up yet.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
You were.
It's fine.
That's what she said.
Oh, whoa.
By
the way, I'm having cocktails, Shidano, with Mike Trudell and Aaron Warsulta in just a few minutes.
Oh, my guys. Well, particularly Trudell's my guy. Trudell, by the way, you should congratulate him, Christopher.
Yes.
I'm glad you reminded me. He called a Premier League exhibition game this past week.
Oh, very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe he's calling the Sparks game this evening.
Yeah, he called
that's a, cool.
That. I mean, Mike Trudell, I don't know if you know this, Cappy, but, you know, he was a Division I soccer player.
I did not know that. Where did he play soccer at?
Northwestern, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so he's a big soccer guy and called a – and look, an exhibition match in soccer is crazy because like 30 guys that will probably play at some point.
Is that a friendly?
It is a friendly, yes.
Okay.
Was he on site or was the game in Europe
on
and
site.
He was here?
Yeah, I know. He was in Baltimore this past weekend
cool.
at the Ravens Stadium, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. So you're going to have drinks with them, you said?
Yeah, taco to biz, you know. Yeah. Press the flesh.
Yeah.
Slap backs, kiss babies.
Yeah.
Where are you going to have drinks?
Probably downstairs somewhere.
With whom besides Trudell?
Aaron Marsoul, who's the host of the Lakers, official Lakers podcast.
Podcast.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Got it.
Didn't you meet him at the Mandy's?
I did.
Yeah, he was at our table.
He was sitting at your table.
Mm-hmm.
With
That's
not
how
girlfriend
I know who
Lisa.
He is.
With not girlfriend Lisa.
Right. That's how I knew him.
Yeah, but did you see Cappy's eyes towards the end of the night? Those were bright red, so he don't remember.
He was bloodshot for sure.
Towards the end, they were like that by the time we got in there.
Yeah, well, Cappy's going to be able to give it up for a month. Don't worry.
Yeah. By the way, I love that we kept talking about the diet during the break, and like Lindsay's trying to tell you about like the mental, which is fair. Like the mental part of it is certainly huge, I would say. And she's like, you know, you got to allow yourself a cheat day. Like, you know, and you were like, yeah, I just want to have sushi on my cheat day. And then she goes and says, well, you know, The Rock has like double French toast. And I just literally let that sit there for a second. I'm like, Yeah, but you're not working out like The Rock. So
right,
it's like,
he did say that. Yeah. Well, what happens is sometimes I see The Rock, and he's like, hey, everybody, it's cheat day.
Yeah.
And he's like, so on cheat day, I'm having some sushi, and he's got like 8 rolls in
right.
front of him.
Yeah, but
you know?
you're not hitting the weights like The Rock is or doing workouts like he's doing.
That is fair. I acknowledge that. So instead of having 8 rolls, maybe I'll only have like 4 or 6.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of food real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was at the Home Run Derby yesterday, and that was my first time at Dodger Stadium since they changed the hot dog. And I don't mean to open up old wounds, but okay, I grew up on the Dodger dog. I used to buy Dodger dogs to do at my having my own barbecues for many years.
Right.
I've never said that producer Laura was more right about something in her life. I took a bite and spit it back out.
Thank you.
I just want to leave that out there.
Really? Was that bad?
Like rubber.
Yeah.
They're gross.
The old Dodger dogs, the Farmer John Dodger dogs, I used to eat them raw, not raw, but like clean, right? Plain.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I ate them because the flavor was so great. Yep. So Tommy, shouts out to you, got 2 of them. We split the one and he was like, oh, and then the second one, I was hungry. So I had it and I had to drench it in ketchup and mustard just to get through it.
No relish, no sauerkraut, no chopped onions, nothing like that?
They don't give you chopped onions anymore. They give you little packets with the dog. Yep. There's no more of those stations. But it was a sad day as a
Why don't you have the, you can have like the vegan dog.
When you see me, you
the
think.
Plant-based.
When you see pictures of me, you think, you know what? Chris is having a vegan dog.
Let me tell you, I've had it.
I bet you
at Dodger
tastes better than
it probably
the
does.
New Dodger dog.
Probably, yeah. No, you're
right.
It's
pretty good. I got to be honest.
Okay, next time I'll try the vegan dog.
There you go.
And as manufactured as it may be with all kinds of stuff that's not real meat, it's probably better than that nasty dog.
Don't start.
I don't usually care about like what's in a hot dog. I mean, people say, oh, it's pig lips. And I'm like, I don't care.
No, I usually stick to Hebrew Nationals at home.
Well, that's me, too. I'm a Hebrew National kind of guy, as you might imagine.
I actually probably only eat like maybe 2 hot dogs my entire like in a year.
Now,
like,
when you're going hardcore keto, sometimes those Hebrew Nationals come in handy.
Yeah. Speaking of the Home Run Derby, since you were there, Christopher, now I want to ask you this because the format that they've done here, like, you know, and it's now like 2 or 3 years running that they've done this where it's basically like, the guy pitching is like a pitching machine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're not even waiting. It used to be you had 10 outs. So basically if you did not hit the ball over the fence 10 times per appearance, that's how you were out. So as many home runs you hit while you still had 10 outs remaining, that was the number. Now they're just like, they're going for 3 minutes and you got like this bonus round and whatever. Like it ends up being like 4 or 5 minutes of you know, taking hacks out there. Now out there, was it fun? Like, was it fun watching it that way?
So here's the thing. I'm a talker at these sort of events, as we all
know. I understand.
So I missed
you probably
a lot
weren't
of it
even watching,
I'm talking
right?
to somebody. Right. Well, you look up and there's another home run and then you look away and you miss like
right.
3 home runs.
So imagine on television, it's even worse. Because literally the broadcasters can't keep up, and then they're showing you the angle of one home run, and then literally like quick cutting to the other home run that just then also got into the stands, and it's just like too fast.
Yeah.
Like what happened to the 10 outs? Can't we just get back to that?
But didn't something happen? I'm trying to remember who it was that got to like 18.
It was
Schwarber versus
Schwarber,
Pujols.
Right.
Yeah. So Schwarber, who was the number one seed against Pujols,
right.
who was the 8 seed.
And Eduardo Perez like said he had 19, and then the scoreboard only showed 18, and he was like, well, I guess it's only 18. You know what I mean? Like, it was, they screwed up.
Right. Everybody was having a hard time keeping count with everything.
Right. Yeah. And it was so much easier when you could take your time, and there were 10 outs, and it still was like 5 minutes per plate appearance. It's not like really... I don't believe you've actually changed all that much. Like, maybe you're saving a couple of minutes. But, with the bonus stuff, it's not a great television product, is what
I
would say.
Well, let me say something to you about
television.
And
by the way, if it's not a television product, I can't even imagine what it must have sounded like on the radio yesterday.
Yeah. Well, really?
I worked it. So,
really? Well,
now,
here's
the actual game, that's different.
By the way,
from
the
TV standpoint. Right. But from a TV standpoint, you know, for years, everybody would complain about Chris Berman. They're like,
back.
Right. And then, and yesterday, no disrespect. No disrespect to Carl Ravitch at all. Okay. Yeah. But Berman had an act, you know? So last night,
Berman had the act during the 10 out thing.
Yes.
Like, it was not this format.
Right. But I loved when he would say back. That one's going all the way to Santa Monica. Back. Yeah. That one's going all the way to Orange County. Back.
Right.
That one's so far it's going all the way to San Diego. Like he would always have something
very
local
right.
for you.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to Ravitch, okay? Carl's great.
Right.
But Boomer
but
had a thing.
But you're about to disrespect him.
No, I'm just saying Boomer had a thing. You know? Chris Berman had a thing.
I mean, yeah, he was Boomer. I mean, you know. I mean, Carl Ravage would tell you he's not Chris Berman either. Like, I'm sure. Yeah.
I just need a little more, you know, thing is all I'm saying. I just need something.
Okay. Well, I just think that format stings, and baseball needs to change that.
Also, that was the first time I've ever been at a home run derby. I've been in an All-Star game before. But to see it up close or closer, it doesn't seem safe for all those children in the outfield. I'm just going to it doesn't
You're saying
seem like
the line drive and them all colliding
seem
into
like
each
the
other?
Best idea.
That's been going on for years.
No, I know.
Well, how about the people in the stands, by the way?
So we had different sections. GKB did. So we were moving around going to see different sections. So the great Mark Cates was at the right field foul pole. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to talk, and there's missiles coming into the crowd.
Right.
And people just jumping around, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. Yeah. I mean, there's balls just flying right into us.
Yeah. I just think that format stinks. They need to go back to the 10-ounce thing. Like, that this makes more sense.
Chris, you know, you talk about it being dangerous in the outfield for the kids, and then, of course, you know, like you say, missiles are coming in every 2 seconds with balls flying into the stands. Here's another thing. Hey, everybody, it's a home run derby. You don't need to get into a fight in the outfield in the stands at a home run derby. Can we all just please calm the hell down?
Well,
just wanted to make that piece of commentary.
The homies are out there, the homies.
Just wanted to make that piece of political commentary right there, that's all. Just want to encourage everybody to be nice to each other.
You never know, man, what happens, you know? Sometimes you got to throw hands.
Nah,
listen, sometimes
you got to defend
your honor.
You don't throw hands at games. I mean,
or
it's just,
your girl's
you're just
honor.
Asking for trouble. You're just asking
Scott,
for trouble.
Scott, you better get into a fight for me.
I'd be like, George, you still know karate? Come on over here and kick some ass.
Seriously. All right, coming up next, we got one more segment before the actual All-Star game, which is going to be cool to listen to. That, actually, because it's a real baseball game, you can listen to. And Clayton Kershaw will take the mound. You'll hear it here and only here on 710 ESPN. Let's get into Kershaw a little bit next. Do you feel the music, Cappy, when you're on the gummy?
Do I feel the music when I'm on the gummy?
Is that why you go to all those cover bands?
I love you. Listen, you know me. I love live music. I love to sing along. I just love being there, man. I love the whole deal. You know, I love when the crowd is in unison. You know, when everybody's sweating together and everybody's moving together and everybody's singing together. I love that stuff, man.
Yeah,
I do. I do.
But by the way, somebody just tweeted us. Apparently, Pete Alonso last year. I didn't even know this. I didn't watch it last year. Tag some kid with like 110 mile per hour line drive to Chris's point about those kids in the outfield. The other thing, speaking of Pete Alonso, I mean, that guy, like, you want to talk about like showing off. He was doing deadlifts before he went out.
Saw
there.
That. I
mean,
saw
what
that.
Are we doing here? Okay.
Well,
like,
do you remember earlier in the year, there was a brawl between the Mets and I want to say the Phillies.
Yeah.
And Pete Alonso was being interviewed after the game in the clubhouse. And here's what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but he kind of sounds like a big old meathead. He's like, hey, let me tell you something, man. I'm a big, strong guy. And, you know, I could put somebody in the hospital. I mean, I can do some major damage if I decide I want to. And I was like, is he really saying this right now? So last night when I was watching him being interviewed after the first round, he's like, well, it's bigger than me now. It's now about the Pete Alonso Foundation where I'm raising money for, I kind of forgot what we're raising money for. But anyway, I'm planning on winning, and I'm donating the money.
I didn't see that. That's
yeah, I may be
but
exaggerating
But I did see him doing
bit.
Deadlifts before going out there. And
I
like,
did, too.
And then Carl and Eduardo are like, whoa, I guess he's activating the quads there.
Right, glute activation is what he's doing right there.
Yeah, whatever he was activating. He was activating something. But it's like, come on, bro. I mean, you know.
So, George, they're introducing the All-Stars right now in the American League side of things.
Yeah.
And when this game starts – We were mentioning it that Clayton Kershaw is going to be the starting pitcher.
Correct.
And I know we had this conversation about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure out, like, who is the right guy to start this game? And you said right away that it should be Clayton Kershaw.
Right, because it just makes sense. He's here and he's whatever. But, look, like, I get why the baseball purist would be like, hey, the kid from the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara, has been incredible this season. He's been the best pitcher in baseball. He's pitched like five more games worth of innings than Tony Gonsolin, who has the best ERA in the sport. And he's just like right there with him. He's like second in ERA. So I get that, but this is like, to me, the All-Star game is for the fans. Like, I remember, Cal Ripken's last All-Star game. He was playing third base back then. Remember, he switched to third base a couple years late, you know, at the end of his career or whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I remember Alex Rodriguez walking up to him and saying, no, you're going to play shortstop. And he's like, no. He's like, no, dude, you're Cal Ripken. You got to play shortstop in your last All-Star game. And, like, he pointed at the dugout, and Joe Torre was like, yep, move over, move over. And it was, you know, it was cool. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's what those games are for. They're for the fans.
Well, that's what this whole thing with Clayton Kershaw is about. Now, look, let me say this. Again, when we started having this conversation 2 weeks ago, it was like, you know, Tony Gonsolin is probably going to have this undefeated record and best record and best ERA. And, you know, just in terms of who earned it the most this season, and combine that with he's a Dodger and it's at Dodger Stadium, so a little extra consideration versus the guy from the Marlins. But I will say this, Gonsolin's last start before the All-Star break versus Kershaw's last start before the All-Star break, I think they got it right. You know, you have one of the all-time great Dodgers in the history of the organization with the first time that the game's been played in L.A. in the last 42 years.
Right.
So if you're going to use a Dodger pitcher and you're also going to go with the, and I'm putting this in quotes, hot hand based on how the first half of the season ended, I think baseball got this right for Clayton Kershaw. Now, it is only 4 days since he pitched last because it was Friday. Dude, go out, throw an inning, be healthy, and get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's fine. It's one inning. It's not a huge deal. And again, it's what we talked about. Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols are in this game because the fans want to see them. It's their last season, basically. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Let's see them. It's cool.
Right. And Albert Pujols was in the home run derby, obviously, right. Yesterday.
And exhausted. Exhausted.
But credit to him, right? I mean, He's the number eight seed, and he beat the number one seed.
I mean, did he know?
I don't know. There were some math issues, apparently, along the way that maybe helped Albert Pujols.
I was rooting for him.
Yes. So was I, big time. I was hoping he'd win the whole thing.
Yeah, I was rooting for him. I wanted him to win. But he looked gassed during that thing. I think he didn't want to keep going. Because he's like, man, I'm really tired. I've had like 60 hacks here in like a couple minutes.
Well, I am I'm trying to decide how much time do I really want to invest in this game tonight, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be on, but do I really see myself like fully
engaged?
I
will. You know why? Because Mateo, at 3 years old, is super into baseball right now. Like, he loves, like I told you, I bought the tee, I bought a little 12-ounce aluminum bat, I bought some softcore balls. He plays every day, he's out there. So, like, now when we watch baseball games, even if it's just, you know, regular Dodger games or whatever, or any game, like, he's into, like, sitting down, even if it's for a few minutes, he likes to sit down and watch the game with me. So I do it now more because of him.
Well, I think that's cool, man. Raising kids to become sports fans. I mean, I always tell my three daughters, I'm like, you girls are going to make some dude really happy because you're going to grow up and they're going to be like, hey, babe, what do you want to do on Sunday? Go to a bar and watch all the games.
Right.
Because like, that's how my daughters have been raised.
Yeah. I remember I told you when, I'm a Miami Hurricanes guy. When they made the Elite Eight for the first time in their history, I went and flew out there to watch them play. I mean, they got throttled in the second half by Kansas, but I wanted to go be there for the first time they were there, right? It's the school I grew up on, right? So, and I took my daughter with me. And now she's kind of like, hey, when are we going to go, like, to Chicago again to watch a game? I'm like, well, we can go other places to watch a game.
Games are a lot closer.
I mean, we went to Dodger Stadium, and she was, like, super cool. She's like, when are we getting on a plane again to go? I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although we are going to Seattle in a week or so. And I've never been to that stadium, so I bought
tickets
to a game.
Oh, yeah. Safeco's a beautiful stadium. You ever been to the football stadium right next door?
I think
door?
It's called something else now.
Though. Oh, is it? They've changed the name? Well, listen.
I think it's T-Mobile.
Is that right?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yes, T-Mobile.
I don't know, man, but I'll tell you,
but
Seattle.
It looks like a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, Seattle got a great setup. Their football stadium and baseball stadium right there in downtown. Awesome setup.
So I did this thing when I'm a sucker. So Aria, my daughter, has a map in her room of the country. And she asked my wife for it. She bought it. She put it up on her wall, right?
Starting to mark places that she's been?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
With little pins, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
So I said to her, she's like, hey, where we go on vacation? And this was like months ago. I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're going to go, we're going to see, grandma and, your aunt in Miami probably for a couple days. And, we're going to go to the Pacific Northwest and, we'll go this place, that place. She's like, well, can I pick a place? And I'm like, okay, sure, go ahead. And then she picked Kentucky.
Why?
And I was like, okay.
That's
luckily,
amazing.
Kentucky? I have a friend. The friend I met up with in Chicago to watch that game, the Elite Eight game, He brought his wife and kids, and the kids all hung out. So, like, she now knows somebody there. So it actually worked out. And because I'm historically, which is why I like the extra añejo tequila mandala, I'm generally a brown liquor person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've never done the bourbon trail. So I figured, let's go. Let's go to a couple distilleries. My buddy's like, I got a babysitter. We'll go and we'll Uber the parents. We'll go and, you know, we'll hit a couple distilleries and come back.
How about a couple of horse farms while you're there in Kentucky? I'll get
I
you
mean,
all set
I
up.
I really wasn't planning on a horse farm.
Come
I gotta
on.
Be honest with you.
This yeah. is where they breed, yeah. you know, the greatest racehorses in the world in Kentucky.
So now on my way back from Miami, I'm going to stop in Kentucky. So there you go.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun.
For a couple of days.
You know, I did post that picture in the community of me with a horse that's going to be running for us down at Del Mar, which opens
you
this
and Mr.
Friday.
Ed.
Yeah. I'm ready for all the 710 listeners who want to get on the train. We're going to do a day at Del Mar. Let's do it, everybody.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, we are done here, Cappy. You and I tomorrow, full show. You ready for that?
Good. Yeah, we got a lot we got to get to that we haven't really talked about
yet.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about anything, really. I mean, we've just been doing nonsense for 2 hours the last
two days. We'll do real stuff tomorrow.
And nonsense, too.
Yeah, I mean, half and half.
Yeah. Excellent work, Cappy. That's when you say yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Lindsay and Laura, great job as well. We'll talk to you mañana. All-Star Game, Clayton Kershaw next.